My earliest memory of you was literally picking you up and holding you in my forearm. I could cup your head in my hand, and your feet didn't reach the crook of my arm. And I remember sitting there talking to Mom and saying, look at this guy. He's so tiny. But you immediately became the focal point of our lives. It is amazing, that shift in focus. I remember the exciting news when Mom said, we're going to have a baby. We had 9 months to prepare, and boy, I fixed a nursery. I made it beautiful. Mom got all the curtains and everything matching. We bring you home from the hospital, and we lay you down in our brand new bassinet, and we look at each other, and we say, now what do we do?
What was the hardest moments you had when I was growing up?
Oh, don't get me started. It was the moment you were born. You had something called... Hyland's membrane disease. You know, we were the parents. I went out and spent $400 or $500 on a video camera. It was a C-section, and we were in the room. There was problems. It was supposed to be a natural delivery at first, but Mom and I spent all night waiting and waiting. And the doctor finally came in and said, the umbilical cord's around his neck. We're going to have to do an emergency C-section. I wanted to dutifully record it, being the good journalist that I was. And they had me sit in a chair because I had a lot of experiences with dads passing out in the middle of delivery. They had a nurse specifically for Mom. They had a nurse for you. And they had a doctor and an anesthesiologist. The moment you were pulled out of Mom's abdomen, it was just a very exciting moment. Then I noticed immediately a flurry of activity. The doctors and the nurses making eye contact but not saying anything. The nurse took you over, and there was a tube filled with oxygen, and they were just holding it up to your mouth and your nose. Then they pulled it away, and you turned blue. And they put it back, and a normal color would return. They immediately said, we got to take him into NICU. I had no idea what NICU was. Later, I learned it was neonatal intensive care unit. We spent...
10 days.
Yeah. We spent 10 days living in that unit. You know, I was unprepared for something like this, and I felt compelled to allow you to hear our voices because we couldn't touch you. You were in an incubator. I didn't have, baby books. I wasn't prepared for it. But I did notice that in the waiting room, there were, People magazines. So I'd sit in those hours and just read cover to cover People magazine out to you. There were serious concerns about whether you would survive. And my mom flew up from Texas. We were in Virginia at the time. She was wonderful about providing additional support, of course. The day that you were released from the hospital was such a joyous day. My mom picked you up for the first time and held you, and you crapped all over her. It was, and she's loved you ever since, I guess. I don't know.